It is a momentous day at the Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson starts her tenure today. She is the first Black woman justice. And she's filling the seat held by Stephen Breyer. He is retiring after nearly 28 years on the court.
And today, the High Court issued two big rulings. It allowed the Biden administration to end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration policy. And in a separate case, the court ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency does not have the authority to regulate carbon emissions from existing power plants. That 6-3 decision comes as scientists have issued dire warnings about climate change. It also has big implications for the power of other government agencies. We want to take a look at this decision with James Van Nostrand, professor of law and director of the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at West Virginia University College of Law. Professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jane. Good to join you.
Well, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote about capping carbon dioxide emissions to transition away from coal, and he said, quote, "A decision of such magnitude and consequence rests with Congress itself." What's your reaction to this ruling?
Well, it's not surprising to the extent that they're relying on what's referred to as the major questions doctrine. In other words, looking skeptically upon an agency taking a broad actions, looking for a specific grant of a statutory authority to do such things. And in this case, Justice Roberts found that the authority relied upon by the EPA when it adopted the Clean Power Plan in August 2015 did not really authorize it to take such action. The term is vast economic and political significance. When agencies take actions that have those consequences, we're looking for a specific grant of authority, and the agency simply did not have it when it adopted the Clean Power Plan. It relied on a Section 111D of the Clean Air Act, a rarely used provision. But I do want to point out the agency does retain the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. It just couldn't use that particular statute to regulate in such an expansive way.
I see. So in a dissenting opinion, Justice Elena Kagan wrote this. She said that today the court strips the EPA of the power Congress gave it to respond to the most pressing environmental challenge of our time. So what happens now, Professor? Does this power to regulate carbon emissions go back to Congress?
Well, I think what we have from the opinion today is the particular section of the Clean Air Act relied upon by EPA cannot be interpreted so broadly as the agency sought to do. It still has the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. The takeaway is, I mean, I think there's one less tool in the EPA toolbox to address climate change. It does severely restrict the ability of the agency to address climate change. It still has the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, but the court is looking for a broader grant of authority to the agency to take the broad actions that it allegedly took in the Clean Power, adopting the Clean Power Plan in August of 2015.
I see. And that Clean Power Plan, the Obama administration plan, was repealed by the Trump administration. It has not been in effect. But coal companies have actually been moving away from coal in the meantime because of the cost. So will today's decision change that?
No, I think the decision, that's another takeaway. I think the decision really has very little impact in terms of improving the prospects for the coal industry. One of the things that Chief Justice Roberts points out in his opinion was the EPA itself projected that the Clean Power Plan would cause the percentage of electricity generated by coal to decline from 38% in 2014 to 27% by 2030. That's what the Clean Power Plan was projected to do under EPA's own projections. In fact, as of 2021, we're burning less than 22%. We're generating less than 22% of the nation's electricity supply from coal. Mm. So this decarbonization that the Clean Power Plan called for, in fact, is happening at a much quicker pace, and that's because of market forces. I mean, environmental regulations have had very little to do with it. The Clean Power Plan never went into effect, but it's happening anyway, and it will continue to happen because it's market forces. It's cheap wind and solar, and utilities are adopting the technologies that produce electricity at the lowest cost.
So in my last 30 seconds, how will this affect the coal industry? You're in West Virginia.
It really shouldn't have much effect at all. I mean, the decarbonization, coal plants are still closing down regardless of whether the Clean Power Plan is in effect or not, or EPA regulation of greenhouse gases. It's happening anyway. So I don't see it having much impact on the prospects for the coal industry going forward.
James Van Nostrand is professor of law and director at the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at West Virginia University College of Law. Professor, thanks for your insight and for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Jane. Good to talk to you.